Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you. Class 9, Constructing Heaven. Goals. In Class 9, you will understand heaven on earth and look for opportunities to experience it. When we contemplate our spiritual journey from darkness to light, not only is there a sense of us leaving our negativities, our fear, anxieties, anger and doubt, and aligning ourselves with our love, wisdom, peace and joy, but also there is a feeling of a weight gradually being removed, as though in some way we are becoming lighter, more free. As we release ourselves from the outer constructs of ourselves, what naturally radiates from the inmost recesses of our existence is the lightness and freedom and joy of the real, the kingdom of heaven within us, that defines our true and eternal nature. Is it not also uncanny the fact that when we are in the dark we feel ourselves imprisoned, enslaved, that even though our conditioning usually paints freedom as the ability to have any material or physical need immediately fulfilled, the reality of the darkness is that far from freeing, it enchains us. This darkness or weight might be conceived as the weight of attachment to the world and physical and material desires, and it is removed by the seeker becoming aware of the spiritual realities of our journey. We have no choice but to progress. There is one very important dynamic to all of this. One cosmic rule. We must evolve. We simply must. That is what this journey is about. We have no choice but to progress. This is crucial, for as we have said before, we cannot progress by staying the same. Often, our common hope is for everything to stay unchanged. We know what has come in the past. We hope to have a degree of safety by keeping all of our experiences within the realm of what has been experienced before. As you know, this is impossible simply because we must evolve. Even if we perform the exact same action 100 times straight after one another, we will still find that each moment is different from the last, that the flow of revelation and life lessons remains unabated and indeed largely unattached to the actions that we are performing. Herodotus has said, "Upon those who step into the same rivers, different and again different waters flow." In the way we live our lives, it may seem that there are parallel universes inside of us, one that is negotiating the day-to-day struggles of fate on the surface of our lives, and another that is solely focused on our evolving spiritual journey, on making sure that we are cognizant of the lessons of our soul and the heaven within us. You may find that thinking about it like this polarization of universes may be helpful in increasing our mindfulness of our spiritual journey. But ultimately, there is a very natural state that simply allows our spiritual urgings to be the center of our experience, and our so-called outer life radiates from this. Having said that, it is crucial to be aware of the very few ways the spiritual revelations and lessons of our soul are communicated to us. The most important method is in the intuitive revelations we feel in meditative moments. The second avenue is via our spiritual dreams. Finally, the only other way is by way of the events of our lives, the coincidences and lessons we discern from the daily experiences of fate. Do you see where this is leading? If we are not conscious of our meditative moments, if we do not listen to the lessons of our dreams, then there is only one other option for us to progress, and that is through the circumstances of our lives. Imagine what follows if we do not recognize the lessons as they appear in the daily to and fro of fate. There is only one thing that can happen, and that is for the circumstances to become more and more extreme until the lessons they are offering are so obvious and so confronting we have no choice but to discover them, albeit often very slowly and painfully. Can you imagine how this works in terms of the journey from darkness to light? When we are in darkness, it seems we have absolutely no control, but our life is a roller coaster of one extreme circumstance to the next. We might wonder what we have done to deserve the things that happen to us, as though every day is a fight with fate. Probably start the day with fear of what is going to happen today, and feel that our lives are something that we have to summon up every gram of our strength just to cope with. Conversely, can you imagine that someone living in the light is able to consciously accelerate their progress, They are intentionally living in the moment, aware of the opportunity for lessons and revelations in every second, listening to their dreams and meditations, and easily and blissfully rolling along on top of fate. People in light have no fear, for no event or circumstance can remove them from their conscious awareness at every moment of the in. Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honored that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect for presenting these classes to you. Class 9, Constructing Heaven. Goals. In Class 9, you will understand heaven on earth and look for opportunities to experience it. When we contemplate our spiritual journey from darkness to light, not only is there a sense of us leaving our negativities, our fear, anxieties, anger and doubt, and aligning ourselves with our love, wisdom, peace and joy, but also there is a feeling of a weight gradually being removed, as though in some way we are becoming lighter, more free. As we release ourselves from the outer constructs of ourselves, what naturally radiates from the inmost recesses of our existence is the lightness and freedom and joy of the real, the kingdom of heaven within us, that defines our true and eternal nature. Is it not also uncanny the fact that when we are in the dark we feel ourselves imprisoned, enslaved, that even though our conditioning usually paints freedom as the ability to have any material or physical need immediately fulfilled, the reality of the darkness is that far from freeing, it enchains us. This darkness or weight might be conceived as the weight of attachment to the world and physical and material desires, and it is removed by the seeker becoming aware of the spiritual realities of our journey. We have no choice but to progress. There is one very important dynamic to all of this, one cosmic rule. We must evolve, we simply must. That is what this journey is about. We have no choice but to progress. This is crucial, for as we have said before, we cannot progress by staying the same. Often, our common hope is for everything to stay unchanged. We know what has come in the past. We hope to have a degree of safety by keeping all of our experiences within the realm of what has been experienced before. As you know, this is impossible simply because we must evolve. Even if we perform the exact same action 100 times straight after one another, we will still find that each moment is different from the last, that the flow of revelation and life lessons remains unabated and indeed largely unattached to the actions that we are performing. Herodotus has said, "Upon those who step into the same rivers, different and again different waters flow." In the way we live our lives, it may seem that there are parallel universes inside of us, one that is negotiating the day-to-day struggles of fate on the surface of our lives, and another that is solely focused on our evolving spiritual journey, on making sure that we are cognizant of the lessons of our soul and the heaven within us. You may find that thinking about it like this polarization of universes may be helpful in increasing our mindfulness of our spiritual journey. But ultimately, there is a very natural state that simply allows our spiritual urgings to be the center of our experience, and our so-called outer life radiates from this. Having said that, it is crucial to be aware of the very few ways the spiritual revelations and lessons of our soul are communicated to us. The most important method is in the intuitive revelations we feel in meditative moments. The second avenue is via our spiritual dreams. Finally, the only other way is by way of the events of our lives, the coincidences and lessons we discern from the daily experiences of fate. Do you see where this is leading? If we are not conscious of our meditative moments, if we do not listen to the lessons of our dreams, then there is only one other option for us to progress, and that is through the circumstances of our lives. Imagine what follows if we do not recognize the lessons as they appear in the daily to and fro of fate. There is only one thing that can happen, and that is for the circumstances to become more and more extreme until the lessons they are offering are so obvious and so confronting we have no choice but to discover them, albeit often very slowly and painfully. Can you imagine how this works in terms of the journey from darkness to light? When we are in darkness, it seems we have absolutely no control, but our life is a roller coaster of one extreme circumstance to the next. We might wonder what we've done to deserve the things that happen to us, as though every day is a fight with fate. Probably start the day with fear of what is going to happen today, and feel that our lives are something that we have to summon up every gram of our strength just to cope with. Conversely, can you imagine that someone living in the light is able to consciously accelerate their progress? They are intentionally living in the moment, aware of the opportunity for lessons and revelations in every second, listening to their dreams and meditations, and easily and blissfully rolling along on top of fate. People in light have no fear, for no event or circumstance can remove them from their conscious awareness at every moment of the infinite heaven within. The removal of fear from one's life is the most powerful catalyst that can be offered to the seeker of spiritual life, as fear is the absolute antithesis of love. To be put plainly, fear creates hell. Love reveals heaven. Creating heaven. Over the course of the classes, we have been saying that the kingdom of heaven is here, now, and it is for us to open ourselves to our own pure revelation of that reality inside of our own hearts. But for a moment, imagine creating a perfect heaven yourself, a place that people came to learn and grow and evolve, a place where they would learn about and experience. Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you. Class 9, Constructing Heaven. Goals. In Class 9, you will understand heaven on earth and look for opportunities to experience it. When we contemplate our spiritual journey from darkness to light, not only is there a sense of us leaving our negativities, our fear, anxieties, anger and doubt, and aligning ourselves with our love, wisdom, peace and joy, but also there is a feeling of a weight gradually being removed, as though in some way we are becoming lighter, more free. As we release ourselves from the outer constructs of ourselves, what naturally radiates from the inmost recesses of our existence is the lightness and freedom and joy of the real, the kingdom of heaven within us, that defines our true and eternal nature. Is it not also uncanny the fact that when we are in the dark we feel ourselves imprisoned, enslaved, that even though our conditioning usually paints freedom as the ability to have any material or physical need immediately fulfilled, the reality of the darkness is that far from freeing, it enchains us. This darkness or weight might be conceived as the weight of attachment to the world and physical and material desires, and it is removed by the seeker becoming aware of the spiritual realities of our journey. We have no choice but to progress. There is one very important dynamic to all of this. One cosmic rule. We must evolve. We simply must. That is what this journey is about. We have no choice but to progress. This is crucial, for as we have said before, we cannot progress by staying the same. Often, our common hope is for everything to stay unchanged. We know what has come in the past. We hope to have a degree of safety by keeping all of our experiences within the realm of what has been experienced before. As you know, this is impossible simply because we must evolve. Even if we perform the exact same action 100 times straight after one another, we will still find that each moment is different from the last, that the flow of revelation and life lessons remains unabated and indeed largely unattached to the actions that we are performing. Herodotus has said, "Upon those who step into the same rivers, different and again different waters flow." In the way we live our lives, it may seem that there are parallel universes inside of us, one that is negotiating the day-to-day struggles of fate on the surface of our lives, and another that is solely focused on our evolving spiritual journey, on making sure that we are cognizant of the lessons of our soul and the heaven within us. You may find that thinking about it like this polarization of universes may be helpful in increasing our mindfulness of our spiritual journey. But ultimately, there is a very natural state that simply allows our spiritual urgings to be the center of our experience, and our so-called outer life radiates from this. Having said that, it is crucial to be aware of the very few ways the spiritual revelations and lessons of our soul are communicated to us. The most important method is in the intuitive revelations we feel in meditative moments. The second avenue is via our spiritual dreams. Finally, the only other way is by way of the events of our lives, the coincidences and lessons we discern from the daily experiences of fate. Do you see where this is leading? If we are not conscious of our meditative moments, if we do not listen to the lessons of our dreams, then there is only one other option for us to progress, and that is through the circumstances of our lives. Imagine what follows if we do not recognize the lessons as they appear in the daily to and fro of fate. There is only one thing that can happen, and that is for the circumstances to become more and more extreme until the lessons they are offering are so obvious and so confronting we have no choice but to discover them, albeit often very slowly and painfully. Can you imagine how this works in terms of the journey from darkness to light? When we are in darkness, it seems we have absolutely no control, but our life is a roller coaster of one extreme circumstance to the next. We might wonder what we've done to deserve the things that happen to us, as though every day is a fight with fate. We probably start the day with fear of what is going to happen today, and feel that our lives are something that we have to summon up every gram of our strength just to cope with. Conversely, can you imagine that someone living in the light is able